Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, publisher, author, chief economist, and also janitor over at Mullings.com, the outstanding twice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out there. Please go there, and I promise you, you'll thank me later. Rich, thanks again for being here. Rich, this week we polled my audience, my online audience. We do every week about a different topic, and every so often we talk about politics, or at least policy. So here's the question we asked. President Obama says we face no greater threat than climate change. What do you think? And they had four choices. The first choice, I agree with Obama, climate change. 10% of our folks said that. The second one was, Iran is my biggest threat with nuclear weapons. And 13% said that. The next group said, radical Islamists like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, etc., are a greater threat. 23% said that. Here's the fourth one. The greatest threat we face is the political class in Washington, D.C.
Wow, that's 55%. Yeah, and as a card-carrying member.
I was going to say, Mr. Classic.
Oh, look at the time.
Republican elitist. 55%.
And proud,
Rich,
of it, by the way. Oh yeah, no, we are. I make no bones about it. This is such an insulated and insular. What's the word I'm looking for? Community here. It always amazes me and makes me laugh when somebody on TV says, the American people want this.
Yeah,
and I say,
yeah.
How do you know what the American
people want?
Talked to an American person?
You know
outside of Beltway in probably 3 years.
Was it 94 or 95 that we had the baseball strike? 94?
Somewhere back then, yeah.
Yeah, 94, 95. I haven't watched baseball really since then, because what made me mad was two world wars and a Great Depression didn't prevent us from having a World Series. And owners greed and players greed did.
Yeah.
And so that was a year when the stewards of baseball decided that their issues were more important than the fans.
That's right. And
this is the condition that we live in with Washington.
Yeah, I know, and it's a little more dangerous because we've got people with fingers.
Right. But isn't that a good analogy? They've completely forgotten who the fans are.
And here's the other end of it. That we need Cal Ripken. Who's going to be the Cal Ripken that comes in and saves it?
How does that person even emerge?
Yeah, that's right.
In what universe is that person? In what crack in that universe of Washington does this person come up through?
It's going to be it's very tough because I mean, you know, people say you get Potomac fever, and it is a real condition. I mean,
it really is, isn't it?
And when you get I've worked on and around Capitol Hill for a lot of my adult life, and I've seen it over and over and over again, that the staff and elected officials both suffer from it. Well, if you were as smart as I was, you'd agree with me. And the fact that you don't agree with me is evidence that you're not smart enough.
Wouldn't someone from the outside? I mean, look what Reagan did. Look at how he turned, how he changed things. Wouldn't someone like Ben Carson, I'm not promoting him, I'm just saying someone like him, coming in from the outside, you know, they didn't know they weren't supposed to do something, and yet they did it. Wouldn't somebody like that?
Well, you know, the problem with that, Jim, is that you have to have some sort of training in running
But we may have to do without that one time.
Well, but I mean, you say Reagan, but Reagan was governor of California.
He was. No, I agree. He'd run organizations. He actually ran a union once.
That's right.
He was also a Democrat once, you know. So.
No, I understand the broader point. Yeah, and that's why we keep looking toward governors. I think to win these nominations and come in and try to be president. But we've talked about this before. I don't know that it's a real quote, but Eisenhower has been credited with saying when he was supreme commander of troops in Europe during World War II, he could move a million men with a phone call. when he became president of the United States, he couldn't get anybody to do anything.
Right.
And I think that's what these guys run up against. And mm-hmm. when they come into Washington bright-eyed and with great intention, I mean, take, you know, you can go back. I mean, wants to do it.
I'm sorry, I got 30 seconds. Here's a quick question. Which has to come first, leadership or get rid of the money?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Isn't the money defeating leadership?
I think it is. And I'm a free speech guy, but I think it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah. I think we got to change the way the lobbying works up there somehow.
Yeah.
But that's going to take leadership, right? So we're in a circular reference here in Washington, D.C., right, Rich? That's what we got.
And we all have guns, which is the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job.
You bet.
God bless us, everyone, right? Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. He's a great American, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.